Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast where I want to talk about God's symphony. You know, I was telling the story when I was preaching a week or so ago about how Jenny and I were in Europe recently, and we went to see, in this beautiful old theater, we went to see a concert. It was a Mozart concert. Now, if you've ever witnessed a symphony performance, you know that the magic happens when all those diverse instruments come together under the direction of a skilled conductor to play a unified piece. Every instrument has a unique sound, it has a unique role, but they all work together to create something super cool. It's the sum of all those parts. It's the beautiful picture of how the body of Christ is designed to function. Some of us are oboes, and some of us are cellos, and some of us are violins, and well, you get the picture, right? I mean, God in his infinite wisdom and in his wondrous creativity has crafted each of us with specific gifts, passions, and callings to contribute to his redemptive purposes in the world. No two believers are exactly the same, and that's intentional. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:18, but as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. You are wondrous the way you were created. The challenge is that we often fall into the comparison trap, wishing we had somebody else's gifting or we were some other person's instrument. We downplay the significance of our own unique contribution, forgetting that even the seemingly smaller things matter in God's economy. Can you imagine how dysfunctional an orchestra would be if every instrument tried to be a solo trumpet? I mean, when we embrace in God's symphony and we just find our place there and wrap up in it and fully present in it, it means we can celebrate the diversity of roles and remember that each one is valuable, each person is necessary. It's recognizing that true significance is found not in the prominence of our position, but in the faithfulness with which we steward what God has entrusted to us. In God's orchestra, there is a place for those with musical abilities and those with mechanical skills. For those who can teach and those who can cook, for those who can lead up front and those who serve behind the scenes. Every act of service rendered unto the Lord, no matter how visible or glamorous, is a note that contributes to the beautiful melody of God's redemptive work. So what instrument has God given you to play this season? I mean, don't despise it. Don't neglect it. Don't be wishing away the fact that you had, I wish I could do something else. Offer what you have to the conductor and watch what the Lord can do as he weaves that into his magnificent symphony and plan of redemption for the world. And as you serve faithfully in your corner of influence, remember that your ultimate audience is the audience of one. When we live and serve for an audience of one, just him, we're freed from the pressure to perform for the praise of people. Let's cheer one another on as we seek to pay and play our part extremely well, our unique part, knowing that God is glorified and his kingdom advanced when each of us embrace our place in his symphony. Where's God placed you today? And what has he placed in your hand today? How can you serve him faithfully right where you are? Let's encourage one another to resist the comparison trap and instead celebrate the different ways God has equipped each of us for his glory. There's a place for you in God's orchestra. Embrace it wholeheartedly and make his praise glorious. Thanks for joining me today on today's weekday podcast. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.